A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Alrighty, sports fans, welcome back. It is unrivaled 97.5 1280 Zone. Scott Mitchell and Tom Hackett, who is filling in for Alex Geary, who is, he's suntanning his pasty white body. Anyways, Tom is a former Utah great, and he's an insider for KSLSports.com. So thank you so much again for joining. Always fun to chat with Tom, and he's always has great insight and great opinions on everything. Let me ask you, so this is, of course, the NFL Roundup, and LHM Used Car Supermarket, over 1,000 used vehicles in inventory. Shop online at LHMUsedCars.com. I got to ask you, so this is the NFL Roundup. Do we have NFL Roundup music? No more? Oh, no. I'm sorry. We did that at the open, right? We did the NFL Roundup. Very good, Jeremy. You're on top of it. Anyway, so we basically kind of talk, you know, NFL. We talk about the NFL every day on this show. It's what we do. It's who we are. It's our DNA, right? The Bills are playing the Patriots, and this is fascinating to me, that Mac Jones has just had this incredible year as a rookie, and he's playing better than any of the rookies drafted. He was the last one picked, and of course he's playing, which always happens, because you know when you're last – means you're on a good team.
Yeah.
And so that helps you out. They're expecting 50-mile-an-hour gusts in Buffalo tonight for this game. Have you ever played in a game that's just that brutal?
50-mile-an-hour? So that 50
so
mile
sustained
an hour
gust, winds of 20 miles
yeah,
an hour.
Sustained winds
just like
of 20.
20 miles an hour. Think of, it's like your car driving through, you know, like a school zone. I mean, it's got some movement to
Scotty,
it.
Scotty, as a former collegiate punter, prior to the game, on game day, one of the first things I would always do is look up the wind for that day. And if it was anything upwards of 10, I would have a hard time, you know, like not thinking. It would kind of ruin me for the rest of the day up until game time. Constant 20-mile-an-hour gusts with gusts up to 50 miles. That's insanity. Like, what do you do? You just run the football.
Did you ever kick – at a ball, punt at a ball. You call it punting, right?
Yeah.
And miss it?
No.
Never missed it?
Scotty, I'm coordinated, but this is insulting you're even bringing this up. Why, what are you
well,
saying?
No, because of the wind. No, what I'm saying, did you ever get in a wind game that was just so brutal?
No.
Hey, I've seen NFL punters, okay? Really good ones. Sean Landetta, who punted like 20 years at the NFL, he swung and missed once. He was a punter.
Yeah, but where? What team?
He would play for the Giants. The Meadowlands.
Was it MetLife when he missed
well,
it?
Well, it was Giants Stadium back in the day, but it was I want to think there was a guy who played for the Bears. So you got same thing. He swung and missed.
No, I don't know if I
wait, I insulted you?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to insult you.
No, that's all right. I have a tough chin, but I was insulted that you thought I maybe missed a punt.
Well, not that I think you're bad, of course. It's just the weather conditions.
Yeah. No. What would you do as a quarterback?
I hate wind. Of all the elements, it's like wind is brutal. If you get wind like this, especially with such a massive variation, so consistent winds of 20, that you can deal with, you know, if you're just, you know what it's going to
because be. Because you can adjust.
But the gusts, yeah. That's when it's just brutal.
So you just run the football, don't you?
Yeah, but if
imagine being a running back, though.
Well, imagine them going,
freezing cold and you're just getting battered.
Well, you're not cold in the game.
What are you talking about? In Buffalo, in the middle of a snowstorm with 50 miles? You're cold, Scotty. You're not warm.
Yeah, they have so much magic today that they keep these players warm. Serious.
You don't have to warm up anymore.
You're just carrying
the rock, and you get a helmet to the middle finger, you know. You're feeling that.
Well, see, here's the thing, Tom. Like, when you were playing college football, you hung out on the sideline most of the time, right? And then you would go on the field for a play.
Yes.
But you're a punter at Utah with Kyle Whittingham as the head coach. You're going to go on the field quite a bit, right?
First two seasons I did, yeah.
It's a lot of punting.
Yeah.
A running back, your body heats up when you're playing. It's got to be brutally cold. I mean, it's got to be below zero for you to just, you know, a temperature in the 30s, the 20s, the teens. It's not too bad.
I'm going to look it up right now. Because on the weather app these days, you can look up, like, not just like what the temperature is, but what it feels like
right.
with
feels
the wind
like,
in it.
Yeah.
Where are they playing?
With the wind
Buffalo?
Chill. Yeah, Buffalo, New York, right now.
It's 37, okay?
Yeah. But with the wind, that's got to feel like
24.
Yeah.
But
quote, what happens if it gusts? You get a gust of like Arctic cold air, then you're screwed.
24 degrees Fahrenheit. That's.
See, that's a warm.
And by the way,
that's a warm.
While we're on the subject, like there are people out there. You're probably one of them, Scotty, because you come from this generation that you look at this weather and you go.
Wait. This generation. I'm from a way back when generation.
My
what
point
generation?
Is, no, this is
are,
that's what I'm saying.
What generation are you from?
This is what I'm saying.
What do they call you? Are you a
millennial? I think
you're a millennial, Gen Xer.
No, but this is what I was going to say.
I'm a Gen Xer.
You're from a generation where
you're
people
you're a Gen Zer.
Hey, stop talking. Where people look at this snowstorm and go, "This is football weather."
Oh yeah.
Stop with
this
that. This is not football
this
weather.
This is a spring. Oh.
Like Coach Witt, love him, would do the same. I mean, I look at him like, you've lost your marbles, Coach. Like, this is not football weather. This is torture.
No.
And if I didn't get paid $30,000 a game to play, I'm not – if I'm in college, I'm not walking out.
Is that what you got paid at Utah was $30,000
no,
a game?
No, but that's what the rookie NFL players will make. That's minimum salary.
Oh,
like
they'll
$30,000 a game.
Oh, no, they'll make more
than $50,000 a game, whatever it is.
I think they make about $600,000 a year is – so
you divide that by whatever. It's like 50, 60. I don't know.
Take all the taxes out.
Okay. But
how did
you
know that?
Well, I don't know, Scotty. Oh, I signed a contract.
You're Mitch Wynowski guy. He knows.
Well, yeah, he would know.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's good.
Yeah.
But this football, this conversation about football
I mean, you
weather,
want to talk
like,
about
shut up, would you? Football weather. You're playing in a bloody snowstorm. It feels like 24 degrees.
But that's the cool part about it.
There's nothing cool about this.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's like battling the elements. It's like there's no excuse. It's like we're not going to stop this game. It's like you want to see if you're manly. Whoa, whoa.
Oh,
tough.
Spare me, Scotty. That's nonsense. You're talking nonsense. That's crazy. This is too much.
Do you know what I can't get used to?
Huh.
I can't wrap my head around this. It's everything is opposite in Australia. So like right now where we're supposed to be getting into winter.
Yeah.
Like this is summer in Australia, right?
Yeah, I'm going back in January. It's going to be the middle of summer.
And it'll be just hot.
Yeah.
And that just it's just I just can never wrap my head around that.
Well, yeah, the sun and the moon and the
earth. Well, and the other thing is that the water goes the opposite direction.
In the toilet. Yeah.
Did that throw you off when you came to America?
I didn't even notice it, to be fair.
Oh, you didn't even
no.
at all?
I'm not one of those people that stares into a toilet and watches it flush. Once I flush, I go wash my hands.
Well, you'll be a changed man if you do.
I know. Say. I need to. Yeah. I need to add more entertainment to my life, Scotty.
So what's going to happen is you're going to go back to Australia now.
And
you're
stare at the
you're actually
going to
pay
bowl.
Attention. And I want to report back.
Zach Wilson.
What about him?
Threw three touchdowns.
What?
This weekend.
Did they win?
I do not believe they did not win. No, yeah. They lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, sadly. But
and Jalen Hurts is
Jalen Hurts didn't play.
Yeah.
You know who played?
Talk to me.
Gardner Minshew.
Did Gardner Minshew play?
Mania is back, Scotty.
That was a good selection by the Eagles then, wasn't it?
It was, and he's still the backup. They've come out and announced that even with the victory, even though Gardner Minshew won, Jalen Hurts is still the number one quarterback. I think Jalen Hurts is a solid QB. You would know better than I, but
you know why they do that, don't you?
I mean, I can guess.
Why do you think that they still want Jalen Hurts, even though the other guy's playing better?
Because they want to reassure that his confidence level doesn't plummet.
Nah, it doesn't have anything to do with that. They don't care about your confidence or not. They basically say, when you get to this level, you either have confidence or you don't have it.
So why? Why
we're not
going
to mess with you. It's all about draft order. Like they'll hold guys out. They'll keep it where the team will play as poorly as they possibly can so they get a better draft pick. So who would you want in if you're going to get a better draft pick? The better quarterback? The guy that actually might win? Gardner Minshew mania? No. And that's why you'll see these guys early, like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He'll play and play well for a team, and then they kind of yank him because they don't want to. If they're not going to make the playoffs, then they just want to tank to get the best,
and that
the
makes
best
sense.
Possible. Yeah.
Without actually publicly stating that you're tanking.
Jalen Hurts, though, is an interesting study in that when he was at Alabama and I believe they won a national championship and then they go back and so he's played the whole entire year.
Yeah.
He came in for another guy. In fact, Alabama was playing USC and he just kind of electrified Alabama, win a national championship, go through into the next season, and they're playing for a national championship again. They're in the last game of the year playing for a national championship, and Jalen Hurts can't throw the ball to save his life. I mean, he's terrible. And so Saban, because they're getting it handed to him, puts in Tua Tagovailoa.
They win
the national championship.
The next year, Jalen Hurts transfers to Oklahoma.
Yes.
Oklahoma plays Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, in the playoffs. I could be wrong. I don't have it in front of me. But, yeah, it's interesting.
But the point is when I watched it, the reason he got benched was because he was terrible throwing the football, and they had to throw the football to win. And he was a great runner. And so it's been fascinating to watch his evolution because he really actually started to throw the ball halfway decent when he got to Oklahoma. And he got in a system that kind of helped him. And he's kind of evolved in the pros because he was.
You know who his quarterback coach is at Philadelphia?
Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
He was picked kind of to be that Taysom Hill, kind of that hybrid type of player. And I'm not so sure he's evolving into a better thrower than actually Taysom. And I don't know if he'll end up being a great pro or not. I don't know, but he's a guy that's really improved. Like I'm just like this guy. I don't know how he did it, actually, because I was like, this guy will never make the NFL because he's not consistently accurate enough.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show what hard work and a bit of confidence can do to somebody. There's an argument to be made that even though Tua came in for him a couple years ago during that playoff run, Tua ended up throwing the football more successfully. Jalen's the better thrower now in the
right.
NFL. Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Yeah, no, I know.
Have you heard about, speaking of quarterbacks, have you heard about Big Ben?
No, what happened to Big Ben?
Big Ben. So sources, he hasn't. I don't believe he's publicly come out and said this, but sources at ESPN are suggesting that, and this, I guess, isn't that big of a surprise, but he's going to retire at the end. This is it. This is his final hurrah,
man.
If you will.
You know, you get these guys and they it's a fine line because you go, he probably should have retired by now.
Yeah, I agree.
But when it's over, and I don't know how this was for you, for me, like, I wanted to just get it out of my system. Like, I didn't want to have to go, oh, I wish I would have. It's like, just get it all out of your system and move on with your life. Like a Brett Favre who kept coming back and couldn't decide if he wanted to retire and couldn't stop and whatever. It's just like play as long as you can play. I don't even care if you're not even playing at the highest level. You just play until it's done and you're over with it, and you can't do it anymore.
But don't you want to go out on top? That's why there's this like slight narrative that maybe Carl Whittingham's going to retire. We have no idea. I have no insight. Don't come after me. But there's a chance he will retire, and it would make complete and utter sense in my brain if he did either, retired or came back. If he retires, he goes out on top. There's a chance he's at the apex right now, Scotty. But they have a really good team coming back, or at least that's the thought, and so there's probably a good chance they're a top 10 all preseason pick. And I don't know, maybe they can go to the college football playoff next year. Maybe there's a better chance they don't, but there's a half-decent chance they do.
Did I tell you that Utah's going to the Rose Bowl?
You've mentioned it.
Have I mentioned that at all tonight? Yeah. Just in case someone tuned in for just a hot minute. Utah is going to the Rose Bowl. And we're talking about it in the NFL. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if Kyle Whittingham retired. Or Ben Roethlisberger or anyone. Like, it's a very personal choice. I'm just saying there's a window in your life that you can do it. It's not like something you can just keep doing the rest of your life. It's like you got to do it now. And so once you've closed the door, once it's over, boom, it's gone. So whether you're on top or whether you're whatever, it's going to be over. And quite frankly, no one really cares. John Elway goes out on top, right? Wins a Super Bowl. I'm done. I'm out of here. I think within a year, within, 3 weeks, no one said, man, was that just a great move for John Elway? Good job, John Elway, for going out on top. And I know it sounds good. And I know everyone wants to like do it like that. Or Michael Jordan, winning his sixth championship and saying, see you later kind of thing.
But I think it does matter, Scotty, because if you're Ben – like, you'll in 20 years' time,
what matters?
You'll think about Ben Roethlisberger and you'll go, good player – but you don't think of him at his prime.
Of course I do. I think when you said that, I go, Ben Roethlisberger, Big Ben, played for the Steelers, won a couple of Super Bowls, and was a very good player. That's what I'm going to think about.
But not any part of
your brain. I'm not going to sit there and go,
I should have retired a few years, and he did.
No, heavens no.
Really?
I mean, Drew Brees should have retired 2 years ago, easily. I'm not sure he could throw the ball very far at the end of his career. And everyone loves Drew Brees. Like Drew Brees could run for president.
I don't know if he
could. But his last couple of years.
I don't know if he could. He had
that's true.
Forgot about the whole. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He might still be able to. Okay, he could be a senator from, wherever.
The South.
Yeah.
Let's not go down this road.
Certain parts of the South. But the point is people aren't going to go. They're not looking at the end. They just hear the name, and they'll conjure up some kind of image.
You might be right. I think you're a greedier sort in the sense that you wanted to get as much out of yourself as you possibly could. And I think other people aren't built like that. I think there are other athletes that don't really care about getting the most out of themselves. They want to reach a certain level, and once they've gotten to that, they're okay with it.
Well, Kyle Whittingham, Coach Whittingham, he's like, I'm not going to be like my dad. I'm not going to be like Lavelle. I'm not going to be like Coach Mack and just coach till, I'm dead.
No.
And coach forever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I believe it's a personal choice. My personal choice and your personal choice about when you were going to retire from a sport or whatever, very different. Now, in my personal life now, I'm not going to, sit around here and do this for the next 25 or 30. I shouldn't say that because I'll be here in 20 years doing this. The minute I said it, I just thought that. There's certainly a mindset of saying.
What else are you going to do? Are you going to go coach?
Oh, I got a whole lot of things I'm going to do.
Have you ever thought about coaching?
I've thought about it a lot. I thought about it when I retired. And I was like, I just knew the commitment to it, and I was like, and I knew that if I committed to it, I would make that commitment. And the commitment is, you have no life.
Well, but not in the NFL.
More so in the NFL.
Why? I think it's changed.
The season is forever.
It's longer, yes.
Okay. And you're always doing, like in the off season, there's always something, whether it's player evaluations or you have,
traveling.
No.
You travel once a year, really, outside of the season, and that's for the workouts right before the draft and pro days.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, it does add up.
Yeah.
But I think the college game, I think what college coaches do in this world, in this day, I think it's – I've always said to myself, if I decide to go down that road, I'm going to become an NFL coach and I'm not doing the whole college thing. College coaches are – Carl Whittingham won that flippin' Rose Bowl on Friday, and he's in Florida on Sunday.
Well, where'd you think he would be?
At home, sipping on whatever it is he sips on.
Eggnog.
There you go.
Yeah. Fat-free.
There you go. But, like, that's what NFL coaches, I think, do. They celebrate. They enjoy the moment.
None of them do. These guys are wired to, like, they go, no. It's a miserable life. But I'm up for it. I'm up for it. All right, we're going to take another break.
It's a miserable life. I'm up for it.
Well, I am. Well, because I love coaching.
I know. It's just funny that you would say
no,
those
it's, two it's,
things.
No, it's
right?
A hard. It's got its challenges.
It's very rewarding, Scotty.
Yeah.
When it goes right.
I know.
And that's the attraction.
1,000%.
Yeah.
All right, this is Unrivaled. It's 97.5, 1280, The Zone. We're going to take a break. We come back. We've got RSL GM Elliot Fall is going to talk to us about, well, you know, an improbable season for RSL.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.